This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Want to buy one of those products and not have to pay a markup? They will take care of you, hands down. Their parts department is open Saturday and Sunday. Service is open Saturday for all year. Unfortunate incidents off-road in the desert.
But I do need to update that, too, because dune season is coming to a close. Desert season is coming to a close, so parts will only be on Saturdays.
Okay, very good. Call first. Mm-hmm. Go to www.ivcdjr.com, ivcdjr.com. Alpha Site Logistics, if you're getting ready to do an event out in the desert, you will definitely want Alpha Site Logistics on your side. They can provide you with portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Call 760-352-8383. Get a quote today. You can even get them on Facebook at facebook.com/alpha sites logistics. So we were talking off air.
Yeah, we have great discussions off the air.
Well,
like, wait, we got to stop and do this on the air because we're really raking over some interesting stuff we need to
so
talk
why don't
about.
You set the stage?
Well, first, can I introduce my niece who's here with us today? Miss Whitney Mason Goetz is here with us, joining us in studio. Hopefully she'll be able to do the answer, have some opinions on something. Hi, Miss Whitney.
Hello.
You're Miss Whitney? Is that your name?
Whitney.
Does everybody call you Miss?
No.
I didn't think so, but that's okay.
Hi, Whitney. Welcome to our show.
Yeah. So how long have you been on TV or radio?
Never.
About a minute.
All right, so pull the microphone a little bit closer.
Yeah. Okay.
Now you can do it. There you go. You off-roader? Do you like to go off-road?
Yeah, sometimes with my dad.
All right. What's he have? So you got a buggy or a motorcycle?
No, he just has his normal car.
Oh, just like Audrey.
And his quad, right?
Yeah.
Just
drives.
He's got a quad, and then he's got the lifted Tahoe that goes all over. Cool. So you guys live in Denver, so you go to the Rocky Mountains.
Oh,
huh?
So you're just visiting San Diego?
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing the nice weather, because before you got here, it was ugly wet.
Yeah.
So, all right, so let's get right back to this off-air conversation that we had. So why don't you set the stage?
So California Off-Road Vehicle Program of State Parks has a grant portion, and a lot of money gets sent out to government agencies and nonprofit organizations in the form of grants that help off-road vehicle use. About $30 million a year these days. So come the beginning of March through the beginning of May, these grants, the grant applications, go out for public comment and review. So I take
they
it
do
upon
it all
myself.
The time.
Every year they do that. I've been doing this for 18 years. I've been reviewing their the grant applications.
And you found some pretty funny things.
I find some great
years.
Some interesting stuff, some things that really make me mad. And I consider myself a steward of the off-roaders' money. And I want to make sure that money is spent effectively, not wasted. I found a forest wanting thousands of dollars to buy radar detectors to catch speeders, but there's no speed limits off-road in the forest that they manage. I found the San Diego Police Department wanted money for ATVs and side-by-sides for patrolling city beaches, and they never mentioned having any relationship with the lifeguards. And the lifeguards have the power to arrest, and they are designated to patrol all the beaches. So I didn't understand why they weren't talking about it. So there's a lot of funny business. And then there's a lot of grants that are business as usual. One of them that's it's an agency that we like, Imperial County Sheriff's Department, and we go out to Imperial County. So they have Ocotillo Wells, they have the Imperial Sand Dunes, Superstition Plaster City, and many thousands of miles of what they call limited use routes. Those are dirt roads in the desert. You're supposed to stay on the road. Also, Lark Canyon and McCain Valley. There's a good dirt bike in there where I went at, right after the show last Sunday. I headed home, threw my bike in the truck, and we headed out to McCain Valley and rode till dark. It was great. Mm-hmm. Water running, everything. So Imperial County Sheriffs, they're asking for a lot of money for two vehicles.
How much?
And I'm scratching my head. I'm not saying I'm opposed to it or I'm for it. I just, like, I want to see it justified. So one of them is called a Buckshot XR5, which is a V8 sand car. And they want $135,000 for that. The other, they don't say exactly what model, but they say a half-ton gasoline crew cab truck, four-wheel drive, and they want $110,000 for that. That's how much. So now when I say that's how much they want, that's how much the vehicle is in total, and then they're providing some of the match money, and then they're asking for a grant for the rest of it. So what that means is you need to put up at least 25% of the project's cost.
Who does?
The agency that's asking for the money. So Imperial County Sheriff's, so whatever 25% of 135 is.
135,000 times 25%.
Times 0.25, it'd be about, I don't know, 38,000 or something. So they're asking for, you know, about $100,000 to buy this sand car. And I was scratching my head, and then I brought it up at our board of directors meeting last week, and Audrey said, oh no, they need that. That's what they use in the sand dunes to chase down the bad guys, like at the sand drags or just out in the desert. They need a big, powerful buggy to chase these bad guys down, because they have powerful buggies and they have side-by-sides that are modified. They have powerful vehicles. Now, when I read the grant request and they talked about this powerful, expensive V8 sand car, they never mentioned using it specifically to patrol in the dunes. They just said they use it for patrols. And now when I think patrols, I think of all of Imperial County, like all the dirt roads and all just the areas, like Superstition open area, and it seems like it's the wrong vehicle for that. But for the sand dunes, it's a very good vehicle for that. And I think they just made a mistake that they didn't put what they really wanted to do with it, using it
what?
In the sand dunes.
Okay, I'm trying not to interject. But
okay, go ahead, Dave.
How many proposals have they presented, and how many years you say you've been looking at these?
18.
That they've made a mistake as to what they asked for?
All the time.
Well, then they need to get their act together.
Every year, like I was looking at the LA mm-hmm. County Sheriff's, they just put weird stuff.
Okay,
like,
but
like their sentence structure is wrong.
Then
or
why
bad.
Do we? Why do? Why well, are they allowed to do that?
Well, they can. So they make a grant application, and I look at it and I read it, and I'm going to say, like, what are you guys thinking in this sentence? And for this Buckshot V8 sand car, I'm going to say, is this specifically for the sand dunes, or is this for general? Like, what exactly is your purpose of this?
And not only that, why this vehicle?
Right, absolutely. Like, but
I mean, there's Tatums, and I mean, that's just off the top of my head.
There's a whole.
There's
about
hundred.
There's about a dozen.
Oh, yeah.
High end V8 sand cars.
And wouldn't if you were let's say you built sand cars, say that was your business, okay, Stoven sand cars, and you heard that the government is looking to buy a sand car, wouldn't you go to them and say, look, I'll give it to you at cost if my name is on the side of the sand car?
I mean, it's good advertising.
I highly doubt they would allow them to put their name on there.
No, because they would rather take the money And I know a lot of these guys. I know the off-roaders. I know the, not the off-roaders, but the Border Patrol guys. They love toys.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could figure out a way.
They're guys like us.
I know. So if they could figure out a way to get somebody else to pay for their toy, and then where do you go back and say, okay, what have you done with it?
Well, if you look at the current Imperial Valley Bureau of Land Management.
Hold on a second. Let's take a quick break.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll come back. Try not to do this off air. SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Very nice. This segment is brought to you by our good folks over at Fire and Ice Heating and Air Conditioning. The Ashley family has been doing it for more years than I care to admit. If you have an AC or heat problem and you need any help at all, they would be a great company to work with, family owned and operated. If you have already had somebody look at your house, you can give them a shot at giving you an estimate. If they can beat it, they will. If not, no problem at all. That's Fire and Ice Heating and Air. Go to www.fireandicehvac.com, or you can call them at 1-800-400-FIRE. That's 1-800-400-3473. Wayne Miller Tire used to do tires. Now he does it all. He'll take care of your vehicle from headlight to taillight. Wayne Miller. Give him a call. He'll sell you a golf cart tire all the way to a tractor trailer tire. 619-596-2800. All right, so we're talking about a procurement of an off-road buggy for the Imperial Valley Sheriff's Department so they can chase the bad guys out in the desert.
So they want $135,000. That's for the whole buggy. So I looked at the Buckshot website and I found the model. It's called an XR5, and they say that model starts at $75,000.
Right.
Okay. So they're asking for $135,000.
So basically, almost doubled it.
But it says it starts at $75,000. So you can add stuff.
Well, you got to. Well,
and you know, if it's a law enforcement vehicle, there's the package for
lights,
that.
It's got
siren and
yeah, so but the lights and the stuff. Siren and the whole nine yards. I mean, and
that
including
stuff adds
the
money.
Another $100,000.
No, like
can I sell
grand,
lights
like
to the government?
Five grand.
I mean, it sounds
can
like
I sell lights
ten,
to the
yeah.
government?
I know, right?
Sure.
See.
There's just no way.
Well, it's not their money, so they don't care.
It just seems. Now, Audrey helped me understand the justification for it. Have you ever seen Imperial County sheriffs out in the dunes, like chasing after people?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me what you've seen.
Well, they usually have Tahoes. That's the most common County Sheriff vehicle that's out there.
Pickup truck?
They have, yeah.
No, it's an SUV.
It's an SUV. Oh. Yeah. And then there's the next most common is they have a couple of Polaris 1000s that they utilize. But the number one thing that the sheriffs have out there is F-150s and Chevy Tahoes. And they don't go fast enough. The Razors outrun them 100%. You talk about any of the long travel buggies whatsoever. You
want to
talk about any of the big names, the Funco, Tatum Motorsports, the Buckshots, any of those, there's no way they're catching them.
Okay.
Those guys do 120 to 170 down the drag.
Okay. So how many of them are they asking for?
One. They want one.
One.
One
for all of Imperial County.
That's what I said.
Does that sound like a dream vehicle to you or not?
I mean, if they're doing one a year for like the last
now,
or the
if
next
they were asking
years,
for 10 or 20,
I'd be like hell no.
No. That makes sense.
You think
because
that makes
of
sense?
All the people that go out there?
Yeah.
Well, for a Buckshot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if your justification is to chase all of the crazy illegal off-roaders that go over 100 miles an hour.
Well, hey, there's no speed limit. Don't you put a speed limit on
that.
But
I'm just saying.
I'm talking drinking and driving.
But one.
Driving too close to camp.
Okay, so let me ask you this. What about, let me see, let me hold it up. Let me see what this thing does. Let me see. Oh, look, if I punch numbers, I can talk to somebody in New York.
Yep.
And I could tell that guy in New York, hey, there's a sand car coming your way. go block Route 29.
Oh, yeah.
So. Oh, wait. They also had that little funny thing that flies in the air that has a propeller on top.
The helicopter.
Oh, they also have another one. It's called an airplane.
Yeah, but it takes too long to get them out. They're coming in from Yuma. When they call in, if they have to call
How
in for aerial support,
one of those guys
there's
go?
No. Well, it takes at least a half hour to get in. So from the time that you call Air Reach Medical, unless Air Reach is actually stationed on the Gecko Road and they actually have a helicopter out for a big weekend, it takes a minimum of 25 minutes for them to get into the helicopter, get the helicopter going, get the helicopter over to where the accident is.
Know.
So that's too long.
But there's there's more than one person out in the desert patrolling the desert.
Yes. Well, there's different agencies. You've got the Bureau of Land Management Rangers.
So let's all talk together.
And then you've got the Imperial County Sheriff's Department
right.
that come in.
But
so there's the two different agencies that come in and work.
I know, but if they're in an area and they know somebody's hauling butt to another area,
mm-hmm.
all they have to do is call the law enforcement in the other area and say, mm-hmm. be aware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill, you want to go out and take the off-road buggy? Yeah, let's do it. Who are we going after? I don't know, but somebody's out there being stupid.
I'm going to apply for a job in Imperial County Sheriff's Department. I want to drive a buckshot around the dunes.
They need it. They are in desperate need of rangers right now.
They said they have a...
How they got along this far?
They had a V8 car that's like, I don't know, 12 years old or something. And they say it's just worn out.
But the car that they have is the rescue. They don't have one for enforcement.
They don't have a chase vehicle.
They don't have an enforcement.
No, the BLM has two rescue buggies.
Yes.
I don't know what... Does the sheriff have one too? I don't know.
I don't think I've ever seen a sheriff buggy out there. I've seen the rescue buggies.
They're saying they've had one a long time.
That's a strong possibility.
They never
mentioned
that they're trying to set this thing up as a rescue buggy.
No, it's a pursuit.
No, that's a pursuit. Yeah.
So, is it going to have a cage in the back that when you catch these people, you can put them in this
cage? Well, yeah, it's a buckshot. It comes... Oh, a cage.
Comes with a cage in the back?
Sorry.
That's a good one.
For people.
You put the bad guy in the back and he's in a cage.
So what are you going to do when you get there?
No, they're going to call. They're going to page the Tahoe or the F-150 to come out.
But it can't
they're going to catch
that's
them.
Way out of the
no, 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 no. They're going to catch them in the XR5.
They can't get the Tahoe way out there.
Oh, no, they can. They take them all over. Oh, yeah. I can't. Come on.
The buckshot will have to pull them out of a hole.
Hey, when in doubt, gas it out. You know, if you don't know how to drive in the dunes, you shouldn't be a ranger out there.
And how are they going to learn to do that?
Drive in the dunes. That's how you learn. What do you mean?
Well, who's going to be qualified to drive and operate that?
Oh, they have to have training for it. Oh. I'm sure they'd have to have.
Where are they going
to
get that?
That's a good question. I'm not sure how they do and what they do. That could be a portion of that.
George's uncle does all the training, so not for you to worry.
What do they call those paved areas that they practice?
It's called an EVOX Center.
EVOX, yeah.
But we don't have an EVOX Center.
Don't take the buggy to the EVOX Center.
We don't have an EVOX Center.
No.
I'm telling you.
I think there's one in Otay.
You got to train sand dunes in the dunes.
Well, and the people they're chasing... How big a criminal are they?
Oh, that can go back and forth on what's going on out there.
What if you decide you're in a high speed buggy and you just haul freight? And all you're doing is going from A to B, but you want to go at least 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, if they pull me over for that, we're going to have an issue because I'm me and I know the rules and laws.
And there's no speed limit out there.
So we're going to have an issue of them pulling me over doing 120 down. I mean,
if it's not
my next door neighbor, Ken, got me at 127 miles popping a wheelie in his buggy, anytime baby, going down the drags.
So
if they would have pulled us over for that, I would, there's a big issue.
That's not illegal. But there's other
things people do. So what do they need it for?
People do bad things out there.
I'm listening.
There's drugs. There's litter.
So you have to have a vehicle that'll go 120 miles an hour to catch a drug addict. What drug addict could drive that fast?
Yes. Well, you'd be surprised. They actually do drive that fast out there.
There's stolen vehicles. There's DUI. Law enforcement.
Okay.
I'm okay with keeping law and order in the dunes.
I am too. But
I'm not opposing
one. $130,000 vehicle that if you want my gut feeling and all the sheriffs is 1-800-DAVE-STALL, 1-800-DAVE-STALL. One vehicle just tells me they want something fun.
Would you prefer they spent that much money on two almost as capable vehicles, 70,000? Like, what do you?
How do you think? More people.
But well, they have a bunch of people that work there. But what, like, vehicles? Do you think they should have more vehicles or fewer vehicles?
Let's back into it a different way. You've read the justification.
Yes.
You're 100% comfortable with that justification. To justify that amount of money. You're totally... Because you, you're a desert rat. You're desert rat. Audrey?
He doesn't go to the dunes like me, though.
Okay, so do you believe one vehicle, the price and everything, is justified? They're going to catch enough crooks.
If they got a good enough driver for that one vehicle, then yes. Because that one driver, that one vehicle will catch the guy that's being an a-hole, and then they'll call in backup once they've caught him, or they've tracked him to wherever they go. If they haul butt back to their camp, they track him back to their camp, they're able to keep up with them, get to the camp, they call in backup, the camp will get surrounded by all the F-150s and Tahoes. I believe that they need it. You know, it's not that often that I'm sorry that I'm having a hard time coming up with a good reason for it right now, which just shows you. But so nighttime, jumping at night over Oldsmobile without your lights on because you're drunk, and then hitting somebody, fleeing the scene, that happened. We had a lady 2 years ago who was doing the drags, and she was running the drags, and a car went across. She hit the car, fled the scene, and ran.
That's fine.
And
that,
she never got caught. They never found her. Right. She was in a purple Sandrail buggy, and they never found her. So if there was a Buckshot XR5 that was there, that could have caught her.
This one vehicle that we're talking about.
Yes.
And this lady in her purple Volkswagen or whatever the hell it is. The chances of that off-road vehicle and that perpetrator that are in the same exact spot.
Location, yes. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the key. But see, that's the thing. If you know the desert, if you know the dunes, even though they're huge, there are times that you go to destination spots on weekends. You know, around noon, everyone's over at the swing set, jump in the swing set.
Okay.
You know, around 2, they're headed over to the flagpole.
Okay.
You know, hold that thought.
So you got somebody doing absolutely ridiculous things at one location.
Swing set. Let's
and then
go to
at
swing
the
set.
Same exact time,
the swing set has the most
okay, so
air reach medical calls.
At the same exact time, you got another guy over here doing something stupid.
Yes.
And then you got another guy over here just absolutely insane and doing crazy stuff.
Yes.
And then you got another guy over here doing
yes.
the same.
And so over here, we'll call this China Wall over here. And you've got people at China Wall shooting China.
Or let's just then do ABC.
Then you've got Oldsmobile, and you've got people at Oldsmobile being stupid. Then you've got the swing set, and you've
and
got people at the swing
can,
set.
And this one vehicle can handle that whole all that area.
No, they're going to have to know, they're going to have to know where the chaos is going to be, unfortunately. And for the most part, you can figure it out. If you're on social media and you follow any of the big ones, you can figure out where the crowd is going to be and where that vehicle needs to be. And I guarantee you they are on social media checking that out.
No. I get it. But if you have more than one incident in the desert, but you only have one vehicle to patrol it.
I mean,
saying you got to have 20.
Well, they have them and the Tahoes and the F-150s.
And where I go to the desert and I go dirt bike riding, I very, very seldom see any circumstance where you need a powerful vehicle to chase down a bad guy.
Okay, let's take
very
a break.
Very seldom.
But you, know
you
what
don't go to the dunes.
I don't.
Okay. You don't ride in the dunes.
You know what?
What?
Homework.
Okay, I will bring you homework.
No, I want you to go to the desert and I want you to call in an emergency and time to see how long it takes to get to you.
It better be an emergency when they get there.
No, because say this is a test. I'm a radio host, and we're trying to justify your expenditure on a $135,000 vehicle.
But when you call in that emergency, it's not going to be the sheriffs that are coming. That's going to be the rangers that are coming to your aid. When you call in that, it doesn't go to the sheriffs.
We could call
the sheriffs are called
department.
Out on big weekends.
Yeah,
they're
the
not there every single
but
weekend.
But isn't the sheriff's department buying this thing?
Yes, this is
absolutely
for the sheriff's department.
So
this would be for large weekends. They are not going to be out there every weekend.
Oh, so it's not even every weekend.
Imperial Sheriffs are not
well,
even.
Well, then why don't we spend $250,000 and get it painted? I'm taking a break. This is STRC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. Sam, won't you ever learn?
right, folks. Welcome to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right. This segment is brought to you by Primary Resident Mortgage, Chris Wiley. What a super guy he is. He's up in Alpine, but that doesn't mean anything. Give him a call, 619-722-1303. PRMI Mortgage. Go talk to him. Chris Wiley. He is the best. S&S Off-Road Magazine. Go to SSORMAG.com. You can find all kinds of products. You can find news. They've been doing this since the 80s. They've been supporting the off-road community like nobody else. Used to be a magazine. Now it's online. Magazine at 20, 30 pages. Now it's got over 100 online. Can't beat it. All in color. Check it out. SSORMAG.com. All right. So I guess we've beat this horse to death.
Yeah, this horse is limping.
And I'm just saying, I mean, I don't mind supporting law enforcement. I don't mind keeping the deserts open. But I think $135,000 could be better spent.
I am not disagreeing with you. They also want $110,000 for a four-wheel drive law enforcement truck. It just seems like a lot of money. It just, like, the best one, the best thing out there is the Raptor for $85,000.
What did they mean?
And for another $10,000, you could put all the lights and sirens.
Do you know what Toyota did for the lifeguards?
No idea. But I've seen them on the beach.
Guess what?
What?
Toyota gave them all those vehicles for free. And it says Toyota all over it. I mean,
nothing wrong with that.
Right. So why can't
Qualcomm Stadium, Snapdragon,
why can't
Arena,
the Sheriff's Department go to Ford or Dodge or go to Ford because they want a Raptor.
Toyota would give them one versus
it's not a Raptor. American. It's not a Raptor. So I get the Raptor. It's way more possible.
Well, Toyota's got a big V8 truck.
Yeah,
that's really
nice. It doesn't compare to the Raptor. Nowhere safer for them. All I'm saying is, I don't disagree that there's reasons to do it.
No, I'm just saying there's their car I didn't realize. It's
Whose
just
car?
Upside down.
Whose
the
car
sheriff's
is that?
The sheriff's
well,
car
guess
in
what?
Glamis.
Guess what?
This was 2 months ago. I'm
guess
going down
what?
Boardmanville trying to find the one of the guy running.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like he can drive. And that's not going to go 130 miles an hour.
No, those don't go that fast. So you've got to have a skilled driver that's going
to
be able
to. And then guess what?
To...
Now that it's wrecked, who's going to have to pay for it to have it replaced? Oh, we are.
Oh, of course we are.
No, see, they could. All they got to do is go to Ford Motor Company and say, we need not one, mm-hmm. not two, we want 10. Or how many different areas are there within the desert? Like if you were going to do it, and you're going to place a Raptor in the desert. How many would you really need in the more difficult areas during the summer months?
Four. I would go four.
Okay.
Well, Ocotillo Wells.
Okay.
Superstition.
Okay.
Although Superstition, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we're just throwing it out there.
Just be quick.
So
yeah.
You need, I would say Gordon's and Glamis need their own. Gordon's is on the far side. Okay. Glamis needs its own, aside from each
and maybe
end
one
of it.
Extra for the limited use.
Have you done your
there.
Have you done your writings yet? You know, as far as on
for
this
the column.
Yeah, have you?
I did.
Comments.
I turned it in about a week ago. Wait, these comments?
Yeah.
No, they're not due until May 1st.
Okay,
I'm just taking notes now. I
so what you
anything.
Do is when you do your comments and say, how is it, San Diego lifeguards? Got Toyota to donate more vehicles and you have hair on your head, why don't you go to Ford Motor Company?
Oh, I'm sure the Bronco would be because
Ford
Bronco
see, would you guys
is
be willing.
I wouldn't
to
even do
donate.
It. I'd make them do it. Because if it came from the sheriff's department, you know they're gonna do
Bronco's
it.
Bronco's trying to get their name out there. Ford has
Bronco.
Been Ford Bronco team
what
has
if they
been
got
on
Bronco?
Over everything.
Bronco
like,
Raptors.
Oh, the Bronco Raptor's huge right now. I mean, at the San Diego Car Show, that I think I was like the nicest one
that
there.
All I'm saying
that
is...
That would be a lot of legitimacy.
That's laziness right there. Just give me the money. No, mm-hmm. You go to Ford. In fact, I'd go to Ford and Dodge and Chevy, even though the Trail Boss isn't up to the standards of the Raptor. Because let's face it, the Raptor and the T-Rex, they just look cool.
Yeah.
Okay. But what can they do? A trail boss, a Chevy trail boss, even though it doesn't look like a Raptor and it doesn't look like a T-Rex and it doesn't look like a Bronco Raptor, it's a very capable truck. It's got all the suspension.
Well, isn't the Raptor two-wheel drive and at least the trail boss is
four-wheel? No, they're all
four-wheel. Are they all four-wheel drive? Okay.
And they're Fox shocks, all race ready. They got travel.
Yep.
They're really done up nice.
So you go to just like when they buy police cars.
Mm-hmm.
Or they buy Jeeps, when they're down at the border. That's the comment I would put in.
I didn't think about that. I think I'm going to try to contact Ford and just see what their relationship is with vehicles.
Who are you going to talk to at Ford?
I don't know. Can you help me find someone?
Well, yeah,
it's a big company.
Yeah, but you know what?
How do you find the right person? Well, that's
okay. So here's what I would do. Let's back up and go a different route. Go to the sheriff's department, or whoever the representative is, try to put this together.
Yeah, it's easy to find the person who's put in the grant request.
And say, by the way, have you gone to Ford?
Yeah.
Have you gone to Toyota like the San Diego lifeguards have, where they got a bunch of free trucks with Toyota name on them?
Of course not.
Let's spend our taxpayer money first.
Okay, this other one, the Buckshot. Okay, but guess what? Let's go to Tatum. Let's go to five different sand cars, okay, and say, who wants to donate X amount of vehicles? You don't even have to put their name on the side. You're going to know what a Buckshot is. You're going to know what a Tatum is. You're going to know what a whatever is.
The people who are thinking about buying one, they know what it looks like.
And the general public does too. If you're Audrey,
yes.
If you're heavy into the desert and you're heavy into sand cars,
yes,
you know what went by you at 900 miles an hour.
Oh yeah, you can tell them.
So
you can tell them apart.
So you don't even have to put their name on the side. All I'm saying is, you throw that little monkey wrench into the deal, they're gonna go, oh, geez, never thought of that. I'm just saying.
So I have not submitted any comments.
Okay,
and I can direct my comments right to the right person who.
I'd probably call him first and say, you know what, before I put this into my comments, let me ask you a question. Have you been to San Diego, where all the water is, the sand and all those things? Have you ever seen all those Toyotas running up and down the beach? Toyota gave those vehicles to him. Have you thought to reach out to the manufacturers?
That's a valid...
And then he's going to say, oh, well, that's a different district.
That's the right way to put it. Is to call them and let them know ahead of time before I write.
Right, that's
to
what
the
I'm saying.
Because
if you put it on the paper,
money,
then you're going to embarrass them.
And with these comments, once they get a comment, they are only allowed to change a grant request if they get a comment. And I've been asked by an agency to write a comment so that they could adjust a grant.
And I just, I have a guy in Detroit. So.
Oh, that would be amazing.
You have a guy in Detroit? A Ford guy?
Yep.
Go straight to the factory.
And he's the guy that sets me up with all of my advertising or all my interviews. So I've talked to everybody. And he's well connected with Ford Motor Company from the very top to the very bottom. So if I throw that out there and say, then if he alerts them, I bet if I was Ford Motor Company and I knew, let me go one step farther. Pick a race. Pick any one of these races that are out there.
Mint 400.
Okay, well, not necessary, but let's just talk about NASCAR.
NASCAR Pennzoil 400.
Do you know how many Fords, if Ford sponsor, go there? Do you know how many, and they're lettered. They're lettered.
Yep.
And those didn't cost those guys anything.
Imperial County Sheriffs, they're patrolling. There's a lot of visibility on their vehicles. And it makes them look like they're legitimate. Right? Like, okay, law enforcement is using that vehicle.
That's right.
It's all over the place. That must be a good vehicle.
But it could go both ways there, too. It could go both ways.
I should get one for my farm.
They could go both ways. When they gave Jeep Cherokees to the Border Patrol, now, unfortunately, they weren't the Grand Cherokees. They were just the little Cherokees. And the truck was literally splitting at the A pillar and the B pillar.
Yep.
And they went, we sold. And I actually called Jeep. Had them bring two engineers out. We put them in the back of a Bronco because it was big. And I could hear the engineers in the back saying, he sold them the wrong vehicle. Okay. So they got them all replaced and all the fixes were done. All you got to do is give them an opportunity. And if they say no, that's fine. You know, it's, but I would go that route before I would spend our money.
Yeah.
And they're not very good. I built a go-kart track off a green sticker. And this is back in 79 or so. I spent $30,000 building a go-kart track. You got every penny from the green sticker fund.
Nice.
Wow.
Guess what? Go-karts don't contribute to the green sticker fund.
They don't have green stickers.
No. And then they turn around and say, hey, wait a minute. Some smart guy said, wait, why did you? You know, of course, what are you going to do? It's already built. The track's done. You
money
know.
Spent.
All I'm saying is there's other way, and I'm happy to give you as much information. I'll call John on Monday and see if I can get a direct line. They'll do it through me and John. They probably won't talk to you.
Yeah.
Because they don't know who you are.
Sure.
You might be Chevrolet.
By the way, the grant money, it's appropriated with the legislature, and there's a certain amount for each column. And this column does not have enough money to cover all the requests.
Of course not. You know how much it costs to put a toilet in San Francisco? One. Did you hear that? Over $100,000 for a toilet.
Should have been a plumber.
Should have been a plumber.
Wow.
I'm just saying, you got to keep their feet to the fire. You got to keep their feet to the fire, or they will walk
That's
away
why
with
I'm
all
reading
our money.
These, and yep. I'm glad we got to rake it over.
That's why I'm glad you read them.
And Audrey told me about like the justification for it, and you've told me how they could maybe get a better truck for
because aren't
better.
They supposed to be monitoring our money? Not spending it like a drunken sailor. They're supposed to try to save as much. And let's take a quick break. SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
God, see, she gets better and better every time.
She does. I'm loving it. I'm so proud of her.
Hey, are you hungry? Everybody is. So go to Wise Ox Butcher Shop and Pantry. You know, buy a bunch of great chicken, pork, beef, all top of the line, and treat your family to a meal and a half. Located over there on El Cajon Boulevard, just go to the WiseOxButcherShop.com. You can see the menu. There's a couple locations. They support one of the better restaurant groups, Trust. These guys are awesome. Audrey was nice enough to bring a sandwich to Ed and I one Sunday, and it was off the charts.
Oh, I know. I've been craving that fried bologna. Well,
Wise Ox Butcher Shop and Pantry. Check them out. Mm. They're at 2855 El Cajon Boulevard, Suite 1. You can't miss it. Follow your nose. All right. So we've been sort of, you know, ranting and raving about, you know, our government spending our money, and I still can't help but one vehicle for the whole desert.
Yeah.
And you got to have how many drivers? Because one driver can't work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Well, they don't run that thing all the time.
Oh, yes, they do. Why do you think they want that much money? That thing, oh my God, we have to just run all over the desert. We got lizards to catch and mice.
I would imagine like the big weekends and week.
Oh, and then where are they going to park it?
Probably at the ranger station. Okay.
But what if it's way, way, way on the other side?
They have to tow. So like when we did the dunes cleanup in January, we had the EMT bring the rescue buggy. Shout out to Alex. What up, Alex? Uh-huh. Hey.
He's probably one
he's
that
my
wants
favorite
to see.
EMT yeah,
he's
paramedic.
He's the one that probably wants to
see. Because he's a ranger. Oh. So they had to tow the rescue sand rail over to Gordon's side because it's stored at the Gecko Ranger Station.
And by the time they get there, was that guy dead or alive?
He had to. When he was here, because they only have rescue, they have two rescue buggies, right? So they have one rescue buggy for the Glamis side that handles anything.
Are you writing this down?
And they've got one rescue buggy that was over on the Gordon side. So like when we did the when we did TDS, we were at Ocotillo Wells just on March 4th. The Bureau of Land Management came and set up, and we had Oh my gosh, I'm blanking out on his name, but he's my other EMT, my big Mexican EMT.
They didn't
he's
have the biggest any sweetheart. Vehicles.
He like, did. He had his there, and if there was an issue on that side, the west side of Imperial Valley, and the Ocotee Wells side, those guys have to answer those calls as well. So the Ranger station, the main El Centro station, is in El Centro, right? It's off of 4th Street in El Centro, and then they would have to answer from the Ranger station for Ocotillo Wells, because they're not typically in Ocotillo Wells. There's not a BLM Ranger station over in Ocotillo Wells, so they
side.
Have to travel when there's an incident. If they're not close by to that, they have to call up backup to help them. So you got to be very careful when you're an off-roader, and 100% this is why Air Reach Medical is a key source that
No. We're not going after people that have an accident because they have an accident. We're going after criminals.
Speeding, criminals,
bad guys.
Criminals doing
stolen.
Yeah,
so
doing
there
drug,
are,
drinking
so
while
so there are
driving,
so many
stolen.
How many incidents on a weekend do you have? Do you have an actual number or a guess?
I would be guesstimating. I wouldn't have an actual number unless I pulled the BLM in here or Sheriff's Department
I've
and Sheriff's Ranger in
Ocotillo
here.
I've seen it for Ocotillo Wells and for the Dunes.
Okay,
yeah, because he reads the grants. They probably have to provide that.
Not in the grants, but at meetings, I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, because you're on the Desert Advisory Council.
If they can, again, devil's advocate, if we were having speeding, drinking, fatalities, and they needed this vehicle to curtail that.
Yes.
You know, all of those incidents I just mentioned, you don't think they wouldn't be on the local news?
Oh, they are.
Really?
Yeah.
I watch more TV than you do, and I ain't seen
But you're not in Imperial County.
You're in San Diego.
There's no TV stations in Imperial County.
No,
they
don't
have local?
No, actually, most of them are actually San Diego. Because, everybody in Borrego Springs is San Diego.
Borrego Springs is San Diego County.
Amy Vollmer lives in El Centro. She watches KUSI.
Right, but even KUSI does. And KUSI, every station is always looking for, exciting incidents that they can promote. Okay, another thing.
And
write
those
this
stations
down.
Have people that pay that go out in the middle of the night and find those stories and send them those stories. So are you telling me I got another job waiting for me where I can send them those exciting stories?
KUSI is not going to pay you. What, are you crazy?
Come on.
No, news is free. The other thing too is that when you're buying, let's just say you've got 5 Broncos that you're using for off road. Where do you buy those Broncos? Do you go to the Green Sticker Fund and buy all the other vehicles that are supporting the desert? No. You're wanting to buy one toy so the boys out there and the girls out there can have something to play with.
You know, Dave, that's a great point, because Imperial County Sheriffs, they have a bunch of patrol vehicles, right?
And how do they buy them?
Where do they get those? So why don't they add this to the volume discount that they get from whatever they're patrolling
Bingo. So that's two. If you don't want to spend the money, get Ford, Chevy, or Dodge, or, I'm sorry, Ram, or whoever, Jeep, whatever you want, whatever vehicle you want, and have them, go through that. If they won't go that route, then put it in their allocation.
Does Buckshot count for that?
The what?
Not Buckshot, but for the four-wheel drive truck, they want $110,000 for.
Yeah,
they want
that's out of control.
And does it need to be four-wheel drive? Are they really going
off-roading?
Of course.
Yes, most definitely.
So do they have two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive trucks?
No, you don't want a two-wheel drive. It's a waste of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the bottom line, I see why it's 110. Tax and license.
Probably. Yeah,
but isn't it the government? So isn't that a write-off with other agencies? Because
aren't they taxed?
No, they're tax exempt.
We pay the tax.
They don't pay tax.
They don't pay tax.
They're government exempt. They don't pay registration.
I'm
going to
call it $10,000 for all of the lights, the wiring, the vinyl wrap for the sheriff's logo and whatever else. I'm going to call that $10,000 more on top of it.
Okay,
so the 85 goes to 95. So how do they get to 110?
I don't know.
Because
it's an extra
they can.
15.
Here's what they're doing.
Oh, you need the radios, the helmets.
You can't take all the radios and the lights and the safety gear off of a vehicle that you've taken out of service?
Well, yeah, you probably can. Oh, but you know they don't do that. You know they don't do that because that's how it'd be decommissioned. They're not going to spend the labor to pull the parts off what's been decommissioned.
But they don't sell them with all the gear on it. They take all the gear off. Next time you go and buy a government vehicle, whether it be a police car or an SUV or whatever, there ain't none of that stuff on that vehicle. Okay, they take all of it off.
I saw a police an
it's
old
outdated
police car
and it's, yeah.
pass
it's
me
out,
on the freeway, and I'm like, that looks like a cop.
It's
and
outdated,
it wasn't a cop.
And it doesn't, it's not compatible with
you
the
should
new,
work for the government.
I'm just trying to come up. You're the one that says devil's advocate. I'm just trying to come up with what their excuse
all
is.
All I'm saying
right?
is there's other ways. See, and it would
try to support our law enforcement.
Yeah, I know. I'm supporting. My only problem is it just doesn't smell right. They're asking for one vehicle.
And then, okay, so then here's my question for you, Ed. Here's my question for you. If they get the $110,000 and they spend $95,000, what do they do with that extra $15,000? Do they have to give it back?
No.
Because I know when we got a Yamaha grant and we put in stuff at Corral Canyon and we got a grant for $17,000. We only spent $11,000. We had to give back the $6,000 difference.
Not the government.
So
these grants are very highly managed, and if they don't justify every bit of spending, because some of these grants have dozens of line items.
Right.
So if they we're not going to get this after all, they have to give the money back. Definitely. And if they get a deal on this truck, like let's say Dave and I work out a deal where they can get a Ford for a lot less.
All right, we've got 1 minute left.
They
become a member of SDORC. Get involved. Community outreach is our number one thing. You have an opinion? You need something we need to talk about?
Get in touch with
info
us.
At SDORC.org. Get in touch with us. San Diego
Off-Road
Coalition.
No problem
we're on
stepping
Instagram,
on
Facebook.
Toes. If it doesn't make sense.
You know,
it ain't gonna happen.
A lot of people love me. A lot of people hate me. Some people just can't handle me.
You ought to see how many.
Someone that doesn't love you, let me know who they are.
Yeah.
I'll teach them.
Tell you what. When I croak, I'll be the only one at the funeral. Let me tell you.
www.sdorc.org.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe, family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.